presented by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Tonight we present Flight of Children, a drama based on a teaching from The Greatest Life Ever Lived. In the town of Emmaus this day, everyone has the holiday feeling, though it is an ordinary day. People glance toward the town gate every so often, as though they expect some important person to arrive. The lepers outside the town walls and the beggars at the gate, all of them, wet their lips anxiously in anticipation of a feast. And in the great house of Joel, special preparations go on, for a feast of welcome is being prepared.
Boy, fetch him up now for the bread.
Let me see. Oh, that's very good. You may begin banking this fire. The ox is well roasted.
Yes, mistress. Boy, quickly. I want you to bank this fire.
And the lambs here. Let me taste of those.
Yes, of course. There.
Not quite. Have them turn the spit more slowly. After all, Seth always liked lamb brown to a crisp.
Yes, mistress. It shall be done. Everything to your son's taste.
Good. And... ah, that child. Ruth, dear.
Yes, Aunt Eunice?
Child, you've been underfoot all day. You shouldn't be here in the kitchen.
But you said everyone would have to help.
Yes, I did say that. But now you and I will go outside for a breath of air, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Well, it shall all be the way I planned.
I hope so, Aunt Eunice. Why does he stay away so long?
It's the way of some men to travel to see things. And he's been all over the known world. To think that I would have a child who would see the whole world.
He's not a child. He's a man.
To a mother, even men are children.
What's he like? Is he tall? Does he smile much?
I forgot. You've never seen him. He left here before you and your mother came to live. Well... he is tall, and he does smile, especially his eyes. He used to have the gayest eyes I've ever... I wonder why I said that.
What, Aunt Eunice?
That he used to have the gayest eyes. What a strange thing to say.
He won't mind my being here, will he? I mean, Mother and I...
Why, of course not. What kind of kinsman would he be if he turned from his own relation? But about your mother, how is she feeling today?
Not too good.
Then we should go to a room to see her at once. Come.
Mistress, he's here. He's here.
Seth?
Yes, mistress. Someone saw from the window. Look, look.
Yes.
We should go to greet him.
No, child. I'll go to greet him alone.
Mother.
Oh, Seth. Seth, 6 years. 6 long years.
Please, Mother.
Seth, what is it?
People are watching.
Let them watch. My son is home. That's all that matters. Oh, Seth. Seth.
Mother, this has to come out sooner or later, so we might as well face it now. You're not to call me Seth.
What do you mean?
Seth is a perfectly good name for this provincial country and this town. But in Rome and in Greece, it seemed better to call myself Sylvanus. That's my name now.
Oh. Son, let me look into your eyes.
My eyes?
Just let me look into them. Yes. But how I wish I'd been wrong.
What do you mean, Mother?
They used to be the gayest eyes. Come, son. We must prepare for the welcome feast.
Well, does that account for all the beggars and lepers waiting about the gate? I suppose they expect to be fed, don't they?
It's the custom. A way to show how thankful we are when a loved one returns.
Get rid of them. They offend me.
We can't do that. Your father left us too good a name to despoil in that way.
But I told you, the very sight of them is offensive to me.
Then, son, this one time you'll have to be offended. We can't turn them away. Now, come. We must get ready for the feast.
Yes, Mother. But I can see there will have to be changes around here. Never stop eating or talking.
You shouldn't feel that way. After all, they came only to honor you, to celebrate with me the return of my son.
That doesn't make eating with them any the more tolerable. But I noticed one thing, Mother. When all the others left, one guest seemed to stay on. Strange guest. A child.
Oh, of course. In the excitement, I forgot. Ruth! Ruth! The poor child wanted so much to meet you. Ruth.
Yes, Aunt Eunice?
Come in here, my dear. Meet your Uncle Seth. Your Uncle Sylvanus.
How do you do, Uncle?
Oh. Am I related to that?
Son, please. She's the daughter of your cousin Malachi. When he died, I asked the child and her mother to come to live with us.
Oh, there's a mother, too. I don't think I saw her.
She wasn't at the feast. She's ill.
Ill? I see. Now then, child, do you like it here?
Yes, Uncle Seth.
Well, in the first place, I'm not your uncle, only your cousin, twice removed, so we shall dispense with the uncle. Secondly, my name is not Seth, but Sylvanus. Thirdly, you shall call me Sir. Now, this is quite new to me about your mother and you. I don't know as I like it.
What do you mean, Sir?
It's part of my idea, my new idea. But don't you worry, it won't affect you.
But my mother, will it affect her?
We shall see, we shall see. Now, I must go to the meeting.
Meeting? When did you arrange a meeting?
At the feast. There are certain men in this town I want to talk to. Now, I must go. Seem to be here. The meeting shall come to order. Friends, I, for one, am looking forward very anxiously to hearing our newly returned traveler. After all, never before has any man from our town traveled so extensively, seen so much, and returned to tell us about it. Sylvanus?
Well, gentlemen, it's good to be back home again. Things are quite the same as they were when I left years ago.
Did you hear that?
Now, at first blush, you might pride yourselves on that. But I say it's too bad. Very much too bad. Now, wait. Hear me out. You haven't had the advantages of travel and education and experience that I've had. There is a new tide sweeping the world. It is power. Ruthless power. Yes, Caesar rules the world today. And why? Because we have been too soft. I return here, and what do I see? Beggars and lepers and sick people living on food we work hard to raise. And they add nothing to our welfare as a people or a town.
And suppose they don't? They still have to live.
Do they? Well, now wait, let me prove what I say. Mordecai, how many people live in this town now?
Roughly 2,300.
There, you see. When I left here, there were barely 1,800. Now then, do our farms produce more grain? Do our sheep give more wool? Our cattle more meat? No. Yet there are more mouths to feed. Useless mouths. The useless people are taking food from the productive people. And food is too precious to be wasted.
Are you suggesting that we kill off the aged, the sick, the beggars?
Well, in Sparta, ago, they destroyed sickly children at birth and produced a very hardy people. But I don't suggest that here. We won't harm anyone. Just turn them out, I say. Let them provide for themselves. Go elsewhere. Eventually, there'll be no more problems.
Likely because they'll starve to death.
Likely.
But it's against 1,000 years of our tradition. It's not the way I was brought up, to turn from those who need help. How could I ever face the master again if I took part in such a thing?
The master?
I should have known from the way you talked that you hadn't ever heard of him. I'm getting out of here. And so will every other decent man.
Ah, wait, friend, wait. If Elisha wants to go, he's free to do so. He's merely indulging his own stupid sentimentality.
Am I? Well, I've heard enough.
What? It's good we found out about him before it was too late. Now then, listen to me. In this world, food is strength. Knowledge is strength. Usefulness is strength. And all else is weakness, including sentimental ideas about caring for the weak. Everyone who works eats. All the rest eliminate themselves by starvation. It's the only way.
I don't know. What about children?
They are to be fed. With an eye toward their usefulness later on. Now then, what do you say? Will you work for growth and advancement of our country? Or for your own eventual destruction? The choice is that clear.
To throw over our traditions of charity and mercy.
Think about it, Mordecai. All of you. Do you want to be a nation enslaved to Caesar forever? Do you?
I waited till they'd all gone, Mordecai, and then I came back.
Well, Elisha?
Are you going to have anything to do with that inhuman plan?
I don't know, Elisha.
An elder of the town, a man charged with the responsibility of seeing that things run right here, and you don't know?
I know that on the surface it seems harsh and unjust.
But could it be anything else?
That young man has traveled, studied, seen. What do we know of the world spending our lives here in this little town? It's true that one day Caesar's legions came here and we were engulfed. That much is true. And perhaps because of just what Sylvanus said, we were weak.
Sylvanus, the name Seth isn't good enough for him anymore.
You resent him because he's had the chance to grow more than we, to get a better view of this world.
Then you're going along with him.
Well, on the basis of simple figures, it's clear that there's no food to waste in this world. The people who can't work are really stealing from those who can every time they eat.
I see. Well, I've wasted my time trying to talk to you, Mordecai. You'll excuse me.
Son, I don't like to interrupt you when you seem so obviously occupied in your own mind, but I have to.
Well, Mother, what is it this time?
Son, jealous people are trying to ruin your reputation.
What have you heard, Mother?
A horrible story about driving the sick and the beggars from town, about putting the aged out to starve, many things like that. This evil gossip must be denied at once.
I couldn't very well deny it if it were the truth.
I'm sure I don't understand you, son.
I thought I made it clear enough.
No. It could never be clear. If it's what I think you mean.
I'm sure you understand.
Then, am I to go?
No, Mother. You're quite safe.
As a matter of fact, our house shall be affected least of all.
What do you mean?
The child's mother. She's the only one.
You drive a sick woman from my house.
She's sick, so she's useless. That's the test.
I forbid it.
Mother, perhaps there is one thing that should be understood between us. This is not your house, but mine. Sons, not wives, succeed to property.
I see.
This thing will have small beginnings here in this one town, but it will spread to other towns, to a whole nation. We'll be strong.
Son, I hadn't meant to say anything about this. But I see things are far worse than I thought. You've grown away from me and your father.
My father is dead.
But the teachings he left with you, they're not dead. And they won't be, unless you destroy them. Son, since your father died, there's been another who talks in the same way, who teaches charity and kindness.
Another? Who?
The Master.
So I hear his name again. Who is this man?
Some of us believe he is more than man.
What does that mean?
You can find out for yourself by going to hear him.
I know enough of him now to know I won't go. Besides, the day for driving out the useless and the helpless is already set. 3 days hence is when it happens.
Oh, no. I thought learning would serve some purpose, would bring good things to fruit in your heart. Instead, it's robbed me of the son I had. And given me a son I cannot love.
I am sorry, Mother. Perhaps one day you'll discover the wisdom of doing things my way. But whether you do or not, the day has been set. Nothing will change that. Do you want to tell the mother of the little girl? Or shall I?
I'll tell her. My dear, I have to talk to you.
Yes, Eunice. Is it about your son? About why he's never come here to my room to see me? I quite understand. Ruth tells me he's very busy. Has been ever since he returned.
It was partly about that.
You don't have to worry. We understand. Don't we, Ruth?
Yes, Mother.
But this is different, my dear. It's about... Well, I don't know how to tell you.
What is it, Eunice?
It's an order from my son. You shall have to leave here.
Leave this house?
This town.
But why?
You are guilty of the crime of uselessness.
What?
How can I explain to you what I don't understand myself?
Ruth, did you hear? They'll have to go.
Yes, Mother.
A child doesn't have to go. She can stay on.
She'll be fed. Cared for.
Yes, right here in this house.
I see. It'll be more than I could do for her.
Oh, no, Mother, no. You wouldn't leave me.
What can I do for you? I don't even know how long I'd be with you. It would be better for you to remain here. At least you'll be cared for.
But, Mother, without you, I... You don't love me anymore.
I love you more than you know. More even than I realized till this moment.
I've made up this bundle of clothes for you, my dear. And there's a good supply of food hidden in with the clothes.
Thank you, Eunice. And now, where's Ruth? It's strange. This is the day I must leave. And yet she's hardly been near me.
She's bewildered, hurt only as a child can be hurt. Oh, how I wish there was something I could do. What can anyone do?
Look, through the window. So many people, and all with packs and bundles. Are they all going?
Yes. The beggars and the sick. All taking what little they have and leaving.
So many.
Mother. Mother, are you leaving now?
Ruth, dear, your mother was worried about you. Where were you?
Getting ready.
Ready? What are you carrying, child?
My things.
My dear, I told you, you can't go.
But I am. We're all going.
All?
I've talked to all the other children. The ones whose fathers and mothers will have to leave here today. And we all decided to go with you.
Go with us? But what will happen to all of you when we can no longer take care of you?
We don't care. We're leaving here. Oh, please, Mother, take me with you. Please.
Yes, Miriam, take her. I wouldn't want her raised here. This will never be a fit place for children again. Take her with you.
Yes, child. Give me your hand. We'll join the others. Eunice, would you open the door for us?
Well, Mordecai, look at them for the last time. There are the people who've been robbing us under the pretense of charity.
Look, there's Abraham. It's difficult for him to walk. He's so old. And Deborah, the way she struggles along.
Now turn soft now, Mordecai, and an hour we'll have seen the last of all of them. Wait.
What is it, Sylvanus?
Children. There's so many children going with them. That was not to happen.
The order only spoke of the useless and the aged.
Well, look, Ruth, going with her mother. There's something wrong. I'll stop them before they get to the town gate. Ruth, come back here. Children are needed. Come back.
What do you want the child?
Ruth, where are you going?
With my mother.
Why aren't you told to stay?
I'm going. You can't make me stay. Can he, Mother?
No. She's going with me.
You're a fool. What will happen to the child when you're dead? You thought of that? Here, child, let go of her hand.
No, I will not.
Let go, I say. Let go. What's happened? Why is everyone so quiet?
Look, Mother. At the town gate. Look. It's he. The master.
Yes. The master.
Well, why has everyone stopped? Go on, all of you. Get out. Well, why don't you move?
Because of the master. He stands at the gate. No one will leave now.
Oh, but they will. Let me through here.
What happens here, friend? Where do all these people go? Is there plague here that they run away?
I don't know who you are, and I don't care. Just stand aside and let these people get out of this town.
My name is Peter. I'm known to a good many of these people. I have a right to ask about them. Well, won't anyone tell me?
Yes, sir. I will.
Be quiet, child.
No.
I said you're not to speak.
Hear, man, the child shall have her say. Even if you don't want to hear her, the master does. My friends and I, we do too. Come, my dear, tell us.
Sir, we had no trouble here till this man came back. And now my mother, all of the sick people, and the old people, the beggars, they must all leave here.
Who says so? Where's the elder of this town? Where's he?
Here I am.
Is it on your order that these unfortunate people are forced to leave here? Why? For what reason?
Well, I... Sylvanus here...
Yes, the idea is mine. Those who cannot be useful must leave. The only way to provide plenty for those who can be useful.
I never heard of such a thing.
Sir, he meant it all while he was away. Before he came back, I used to dream about him. About how wonderful it would be to hear all the things he learned. But everything he learned has been evil. What good is learning if it makes men bad?
Yes, child. What good is it? Master,
As you have said yourself, from out of the mouths of babes. Master, what is to be done here?
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
A man's eye, single, full of light.
Yes, Mordecai. The eye of a man's spirit as it looks out on his fellow men. If he has a good heart, all he does will be good. But if his heart and eye are evil, all he does will be evil. All his knowledge will be twisted to evil purposes.
Master. Master, forgive me. The fault is mine. How could I have deserted the traditions of our people? As elder of the town, I should have known better. But that Sylvanus, with his newfound knowledge, his theories, he misled and befuddled me.
The child here, she said it. In her childish innocence, she knew a great truth better than any of you. What good is learning if it makes men bad?
My child, come here.
Yes, sir.
You need not leave. Your mother need not leave. And if your arrogant kinsman doesn't find room for you, then I shall.
And what of all the others?
Of course, child. My good friends, I ask your forgiveness. I was badly mistaken. I should have asked, as did the child. Did all the new ideas Sylvanus gave us bring forth one simple suggestion for producing more food? No. He only wanted to equalize things by having fewer people. His heart being evil, his actions were evil. Well, his ideas shall never hold sway here again. So all of you, go back. Go back to your homes. Master, with your help, I shall do my part to see that virtue and kindness wipe away the disgrace we have had here this day.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service.